Hey everyone, welcome to episode 32 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing great, man.
And we're not here alone. We actually have a special guest. Actually, our first kind of sponsorship we have on the podcast. We have Rob from Grimmett here. How's it going, Rob?
Going great, guys. Going great. Great to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. You answered our DM and you sent us some of your great product, Grimmett. So do you want to tell us a bit about what Grimmett is and how we can use it so we can get started drinking here on the rocks?
Absolutely, let's do it. So we invented Grimmett simply to provide a sanitary and convenient solution for rimming your canned beverages, but more so it was invented originally for Caesars. us here in Canada, that's what it's mainly used for. In the US, it's more so margaritas and micheladas. But so, I mean, our slogan is you dip it, you stick it, and you rim it. So you dip in the lime juice, dip it in the rimmer, snap it on top of the Caesar, which is when you rim it. And after each sip, you can twist it so that the rimmer keeps realigning with the opening of the can.
Nice. So what are you drinking, Jack? What are you rimming?
Not a big Caesar guy. So I've got some Fireball, some soda, and then I use cinnamon as a rim.
Wow. Sounds like a non-traditional one from what I've seen.
It was mostly, I forgot to go to the grocery store. I need something to do and to get, and it was that or steak spice. So cinnamon it was.
I went more basic. I've got the Caesar here.
What are you tasting there? That's a lot of flavor.
It's a lot.
All right, let's give it a sip.
Cinnamon was a bold choice, I think.
Oh, so the trick is too, Thomas, is open the can before you snap the rim it on.
Rookie move. I heard you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's such a good product. It works either way.
Perfect. Well, cheers, guys. Thank you very much for having me on.
So I guess we'll start off kind of where you're from. And I guess, where did the idea itself spur from? Like, where do you just, I know you said it was you wanted a sanitary way to drink your Caesars, but was this something that kind of bothered you from the beginning, or how did this come about?
Yeah, it did. In some way, I would say I manifested it. Also, I'll back it up a bit there. You asked where I'm from. So I'm from Alliston, Ontario. So we're local here in Canada. in some way, I would say I manifested it over the last decade or so trying to come up with other inventions. I always kind of wanted to invent something that was inexpensive to make and inexpensive for people to buy, you know, where millions of consumers would love it kind of thing. And I guess all within that, the amount of times that we would wake up in the morning and go to make a Caesar with a good hangover. And you know, Caesar ain't a real Caesar without the rimmer. It was just too much of a pain to get all the fixings out and blah, 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 get the glass and blah, 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 blah. So, so the amount of times, I guess we would just drink a Caesar without the rimmer and we would just suffer by doing that. it was August 2018 and I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and the universe had just put the idea of Grimmett into my head. It was actually the red Grimmett on the spicy Mott's Clamato Caesar can. That was the exact vision that I had in my head. And so I laid there for a couple of hours trying to think of, you know, how big the market is and blah, blah, blah. Was there other
with a hangover probably?
Yeah, that's right. And eventually got out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning and started doing my homework and realized we got a pretty big market for this after, you know, about a day's work. And it wasn't long after that, just a few days after that, we had our first prototype made and we started rocking from there.
That's cool. So do you have like a kind of like entrepreneurial or business background? And what are some of the other companies that you thought about? Because I know you said you've thought of quite a few before. Did you just always have that knack that you wanted to do something, but you couldn't think of it?
Yeah, I've kind of always had the entrepreneurial background. I was in landscaping, actually, like hardscape, interlocking stone more so, for about 15 years. I started doing real estate investing on the side while I was doing that. I actually started backpacking and traveling across Central America. When I was 19, I started and just kind of kept doing it every year in the winter times because I was landscaping in the summers. And in the winter times, I would go do that. And then I started investing down there about 7-8 years ago when we started buying property and developing land, building houses and stuff like that. so I kind of got into the real estate stuff and then getting the landscape stuff at the same time. So when I was 25, I had actually started a granite business, and I ended up going pretty badly in debt about a year later after that, which then forced me to go back into the landscaping business. Actually, I drove a tractor trailer for a year, and then I would go back into the landscaping business after that. And I just had all these random ideas, man, just throughout the years. Nothing really that ever stuck. A lot of things were to do with landscaping. And they're all very expensive products to basically test and try to bring to market. So, you know, I think that's somehow I just manifested it, man. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning there, August 2018, and the universe just gave me this idea. So I ran with it.
That's awesome. And it's got to be a bit easier to be buying like the plastic rimets than a big slab of granite or something like that. So the startup costs make it a little bit easier to 100%. Get started off the bat for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess I can see you've got the spicy mozzarella clamato there. What are some of your favorite things to rim other than that?
For myself, I'm a huge michelada fan. Have you guys ever tried micheladas?
I have not.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. So the only company that I've seen here in Canada is Bud Light. Bud Light, they've come out with a chelada. But essentially there's several different ways that you could make it. Same with the Caesar, you know, you can kind of spice it up any which way you want to. But essentially it's beer and clamato, and just whatever other spices you really want to put in it. The like some lime juice and whatever other spices you really want to put in it. So for me, it really depends on the day. If I like a Caesar more than a michelada or the michelada more than a Caesar. I'd say right now I'm enjoying the Caesar. So today for me is a Caesar day. Aside from that, some of the canned cocktails that we're really seeing being rimmed up, seltzers, actually they're huge right now. And I mean, I guess everywhere, but, in the States, there's a company that we're working with. They're called, MMC, and they've come out with a rim paste. So there's several different ways that you could use it. But people that are enjoying their seltzers or even other cocktails, it's just a thick paste, and they just dip in the rimmet and that, and snapping it on top of the seltzers or even other canned cocktails. And it's kind of got like a really fruity, sugary flavor. That's kind of a big thing that we never seen coming, and it's starting to take off for us.
Nice. Michelada reminds me, like when you first said it, I thought it was like those Caesars with all the meat and stuff on it. I saw some of those on the Instagram account, but... You said it wasn't a lot in Canada. Did you see it like first when you were in Central America or South America? Or was that in
Central America? Nicaragua is where we have our development there. Yeah, that's right. So throughout all of our travels, I mean, you're not getting Caesars in those countries. So, you know, for us, the next best thing was a michelada. I mean, you could try a Bloody Mary, but I don't know about you guys. For me, a Bloody Mary just doesn't do the trick. The michelada is where it's at for us. So that's really where I learned about it. And then I was very surprised, probably about a year ago, I seen the first, Bud Light cheladas here in Canada, but in the US they're huge. And, mostly California and Texas, I would say, are the biggest michelada markets.
Nice.
It's actually a Mexican. I think that's where it originated from, was Mexico.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, Jack. The only thing I've heard of mixing with beer would be like a Palm Bay or something like that. But thinking about that spicy flavor with beer, that's interesting to me. But I guess like shrimp with beer base and spicy. So I can see how it could all work together for something tasty.
I would definitely get into that more than the Caesars for sure.
You'd get into the micheladas more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With beer, I could do that straight up. I don't think I'm ever able to stomach a Caesar.
Can you drink Clamato?
No. Oh, God, no. Okay. So, that's too much.
We might have a slight problem with a michelada, but...
If there's beer, I'm down to try it still.
So, kind of going somewhere else here, do you have any kind of cool spirit experiences or anything to talk about when you went to Central America? Did you live there for a long period of time, or...?
The longest my wife and I were ever there for was, I think it was four and a half months. Mm-hmm. So we basically just go back periodically. Crazy stories. I definitely got some crazy stories. I'm not sure how deep into some of those stories I'd like to get on here.
I don't blame you.
Very fair.
We've had some pretty crazy experiences over there. But super cool. I mean, the way that we kind of did it, buying our land and stuff down there, just spending months literally just hiking through jungles and like little kind of mountainside properties and farm fields and all that are kind of right off the edge of the Pacific coast, and just hiking there and meeting farmers and just sitting down, you know, in their little in their, I don't really want to call them shacks, but I mean that's kind of, you know, what they are, and just trying to negotiate and basically scoop up their land and work out a deal with them and do some developments there. So it was a pretty neat experience.
And are you, like, I know you said like you had the landscaping background. Are you like into carpentry or anything? Like, are you building your own property or anything like that there?
So we ended up partnering with, I had hired a guy, a local Nicaraguan guy down there. And after doing a bunch of work together, or he was doing the work for me. He basically had all the contacts down there. We decided to form a partnership. And so he takes care of everything for us down there now.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's become too much. I used to go back and forth almost every month. You know, now it's obviously now we're not going anywhere.
So
everything's kind of just sitting down there. Luckily for us, our houses that we do have, they're rented out full time right now. So we used to Airbnb them, but that game is over for now.
Yeah. It's hard times for that, for sure. Maybe we'll get back to your room. And I know you said your favorite drink was, you listed a couple of those. What's the kind of craziest thing you've seen people use your product for, or anything that stuck out? You're like, I didn't think of that one before.
I think originally, I don't know if I've got any awesome stories for your listeners as far as that goes, but I mean, I think originally when we started this, you know, the sanitary factor was never really a thing that was on our mind until COVID hit. Once COVID hit, it was, you know, it was like, oh, wow. Well, other people started telling us, customers started telling us. And that was the thing that kind of really wowed us. It was like, oh, okay, there's kind of a whole different market for this. that's getting boring. So I don't know if I need to dive into that. I'm trying to see if something will trigger in my brain that would be a little bit exciting for you guys. I don't think I really got anything that's, you know, that's super, super exciting, that, cause you're thinking something crazy. Maybe you could throw an idea at me that might trigger something, make me remember something.
I was thinking of like a weird canned beverage that you never thought somebody would use it for, like a weird mix. Like Jack's got the cinnamon and the
cinnamon. Yeah. Crazy
fireball. That's a bit of a weird mix. Anything like that.
Yeah. That's super cool. So what do you actually got? You got Rimmer on there too, you said, right, Jack?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what do you got on there?
Cinnamon.
Oh, for the Rimmer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jack just nailed it. I think
he's got
the craziest one, man. Jack, if you don't mind, maybe you could take a photo for us after you.
Yeah. No, feel free. I definitely will.
With the ingredient list, because that's probably it as far as I know.
got in the Pepsi can too.
I know. That's pretty neat. I like that.
I'd innovate.
Also on that note, was there any like cool person or like a group of people that you saw using your product that really stuck out to you and was kind of like a oh shit, we made it moment?
Nothing's coming to mind on a cool person. I mean, I'm not sure if you guys are aware that we did form a partnership with Mott's, which, you know, for us, that's super cool because that was the original vision when I had woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning, was the red rim on the red spicy Caesar can, right? The Mott's Clamato Caesar can. So, you know, forming a partnership with them was really, really cool. So that worked out well this year. For all the lucky people living in BC, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, they got to find it snapped. It was already pre-snapped on the cans. They're tall cans in the liquor stores, so it was a value-added product. So that worked out really well, and it's looking like we're going to be doing some similar things next year. So for me, I would say that's probably one of the coolest parts, you know, of Rimmet so far. You know, that was the original vision and the original dream, and it came true.
Yeah. And it went out, out west, just big into the Caesars, or why was that kind of the spot where you picked, or was it more of not a choice? But
Ontario's actually got the most, we consume the most Caesars here. Quebec is next, then I believe it's Alberta, then BC, and then Manitoba, Saskatchewan, something like that. But as far as Rimmet goes, Rimmet's actually a much bigger hit out west at this point. So I think that was, you know, that was in their court to where we're going to put it. As far as bringing it to Ontario, the LCBO laws, they're pretty strict. So it's a lot more difficult to get value out of products in the LCBOs. So it was much easier for us just to work out in BC and Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
That's cool. And if you're not from BC, where would you go to get a Rimmet for yourself?
You can get it on our website at www.itsrimmet.com, or you can get it on Amazon. Just go on Amazon and search Rimmet.
That's awesome. We're thinking about, I know you sent us quite a few Rimmets over, so maybe we'll do a contest for the listeners and ship it out to somebody, whoever wins the contest. If you like that idea, I think that's what we're going to do. So that'll be good for whoever's listening today.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. I love it, guys. Let's do it.
I think we covered off all the questions you wanted to ask you. It was really insightful. I don't know if there's anything else you want to share. Usually we like to throw the floor off to our guests, but most of the time we're just talking to our buddies, so they don't have much to say other than what hockey game they're watching the next day, or they drove somewhere cool or something like that. So it'll be nice to see if you actually want to tell us anything about the product.
Yeah, well, so far we've launched Rimmet, which we're all experiencing right now. Are you guys familiar with the Rimmet kit?
I know there are a couple things included with it that we tried out, but maybe if you could explain that a little more.
Yeah, well, the Rimmet kit you wouldn't have yet. I just would have sent you some sample Rimmet packages and sauce as well. So when we invented Rimmet, the whole purpose of it was to provide a convenient and sanitary way to rim your canned beverages. But then the problem still was you had to have the lime juice and the rimmer all in one place. So usually you're getting the bowls out of the cupboard, you're pouring your lime juice in, your rimmer in, you know, you're creating waste, you're creating dishes. So then that's when we invented the Rimmet kit, which I'll just grab it for you. This is actually still a prototype here, but this is, so we invented the 2-in-1 compact leak resistant rimmer kit. So nice. Oh, as wow. You guys can see me, the listeners can't see me, but
never seen before.
So that's full.
It's an exclusive. Rimmer.
And then you've got the lower compartment, which has got the sponge in it there, and that's for your lime juice.
Oh,
so this
awesome.
Keeps your rimmer and your lime juice all in one place. It's compact, leak resistant, you know. You just throw it in the fridge, and anytime you need a Caesar, pull it out and away you go. If you're taking off to a buddy's house or going to a cottage or heading camping, wherever you're going to go, you just throw in your cooler bag, purse, backpack, whatever, and with your Rimmets and your Caesars or Micheladas or in Jack's case, his Pepsis with his cinnamon.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I would try that. I would definitely try that. But so the Rimmet kit will be coming to market hopefully by the end of this month. We're very, very close right now to launching. We're a little bit delayed. We're supposed to be launching it last month. So we're very, very excited about that. So if I had anything else to add here, it's, you know, keep your eyes peeled for the Rimmet kit. We also made it big enough so it's compatible with a glass as well. So it doesn't just have to be for the Rimmet. So for everybody who doesn't want to drink a Caesar or cocktail of their choice out of a can, you can use a glass with it as well.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Any other questions you have for Jack there, or for Rob there, Jack?
No, I think we touched on a lot of it.
All right. I think we'll end it there. Thanks for coming on again, Rob. It was awesome. And thanks again for the Rimmet sauce. And I know I'm a big Caesar guy, especially for the morning after. So I know I'll be getting these out. That's for sure.
That's great. Guys, I really, really appreciate you having me on here. It was great to meet you guys.
And, yeah, nice to meet you too.
Have a great night.
Yeah, same to you. Take it easy.
You too, man.
All right. A big thank you to Rob from Rimmit, our first episode that was presented by a product. So it was really nice to have him on and talk about his cool product. Me and Jack still have the Rimmits going for a couple more drinks here on the rocks. So we recorded that first podcast with Rob, and then we all caught the tail end of the Raptors game. Pretty exciting, eh? Game 6. By the time we'll get this podcast out before the next game too, so it's not too dated. So what's your thoughts on that game there?
That basketball players are in really good shape. Two overtime sounds crazy to me. I couldn't play for 20 minutes, let alone 51 minutes of high level basketball.
I couldn't walk for 50 minutes straight.
No, that's crazy. But no, there's a lot to be frustrated with, but I think it's good that, like a guy like Siakam couldn't get a lot of things going and we still won. Because that gives me hope, at least for Game 7.
Can he not just have, if he has one good game, even 30 points, and then the backcourt plays decent, and they only put up 20, that's already 80 points. And then guys like Norm, Gasol, Baca get a couple points. Like, looking good. The only thing I don't like from the stat line is I think Kemba went like 2 for 11. So that means he's going to score at least 25-30 next game, which is never good. But
yeah. They just need more from Siakam right now, I feel. I mean, that's not like that's not a hot take, I don't think. Just looking at the stat line and seeing a triple single.
Yeah, so that game was exciting. What else have you been up to lately?
Not much. Watching TV again. There's a lot of shows back on. I like The Boys.
Loving The Boys. I don't know much about The Boys.
You love The Boys.
Is it Amazon Prime? Or?
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little about it. Sell it to me.
It's a delicious show. It's stars a bevy of interesting cast and characters. It's essentially like if the Avengers were run by the government, like they were governmentized or whatever. So they operate through a company that is in like money. Like they operate through money, basically. So like they make movies about these superheroes that are in real life. It's totally like, and they profit off all of it, like, and they just do really shady shit to make it seem like they're the good guys all the time. Oh, it's really good. It's a really good perspective. Yeah.
And that's season 2 that just dropped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first 3 episodes just came out.
Might have to check that out. I watched watched Little Fires Everywhere on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good. Not much of like an exciting, crazy movie, but like really good acting. Good plot. Well, a decent plot to it, and it kept you kind of going till the end. I like that movie. Reese Witherspoon just plays that like pretty. She plays this like distinct character. I feel in every movie, like the mom.
She always
mom
plays like a neighbor. She's always like like a nice neighborly person.
Very proper mom who like makes sure the table is always set and stuff like that.
The oven's always preheated in her house.
Yeah. Any movies you've been watching lately?
No, I haven't been into movies. It's mostly just been TV for me. I also started Hunters, also on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of that. It was really good. But that's like every episode is the length of a movie almost.
Was it really just the pilot?
Is it?
I'm not too sure because I'm only on episode 3 and it's felt like a really long time of consuming. Yeah. But it's really good so far. It's just really like, it's really depressing though. It's the only problem.
Why is that? It's
a lot of death.
Yeah. Oh, in the first episode, even there was a ton of death, and I was like,
"Oh yeah, there's a lot of violence," and it's just like, "Oh, it's really you got to be in a weird mood to watch that."
Yeah. What's that Ben Affleck movie? That's a movie that I want to watch, and I think you've seen it.
Oh yeah, it's just like a generic little coaching movie, but like Ben Affleck's really good in it. Like the plot line is really like he's an alcoholic coach who can't get a hold of his team.
Well, the trailer is like he looks like an absolute mess.
Yeah. It's kind of like one of those movies, but like those are always, I don't know. They're always, it's a pretty generic sport movie plot line, but
it's called The Way Back. Exactly good.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, I want to see that one. It looked pretty good.
Yeah. I like Ben Affleck a lot. A lot of recent roles. Oh my God. This cinnamon hurts.
Yeah. It's kind of cool actually that, Rob from Rimmit just, he said, you're the coolest drink he's ever had. Think of how many Rimmits he's sold and had seen people drink from. I was like, I thought he was going to say something like really weird.
I thought he was going to like Simon Cowell and say it's the worst, or like Gordon Ramsay and just be like, that just doesn't make sense. It's like the flavors wouldn't be there. He's like leading me on. What if I got my own drink out of this?
Imagine. You're the next mixologist in, from Bowmanville, Ontario. He didn't even know where that was.
I mean, it's, that's fair.
No, I know. I knew where, I just knew where he was from Allison, because I think I used to have family living there. I think they moved now, but that's why I recognize that name. I think it's a smaller town, but I could be completely off in left field. He'll probably be listening to this episode too, so he'll be like, what's wrong with this guy?
It's like a 500,000 population place.
Yeah.
Just disrespected it.
I've been doing a lot of fantasy football drafts lately. I had one, when was it? Sunday?
You just hop in
Monday.
Like, are you in like 30 leagues?
No, two leagues.
Addicted to the draft.
One serious, and it's with my colleagues from work, so I got to do extra well with that, because it was more when we were in the office, because you got to walk past them like every few days, and you know if you like just got whipped the week before or you're in last place, you don't want to, you have to walk around work with your head down.
Do you bet on that? Any money on that?
Yeah, we put a 20 spot on it. I'm not a big I'm starting to get into football recently, but I don't, my football knowledge is pretty limited. I won the league last year, so that shows how the knowledge of the others who are in the league, I guess. But yeah, so I had to do that and watch the Raptors overtime game today. Safe to say it was a stressful evening for me. Jesus. Especially running into some technical Zoom problems recording that podcast before too.
I hate Zoom, man. It's out to get us.
It is. But it's done well for us recording these podcasts from home, so I can't complain.
I can. I think it's consistently fuck something up every episode.
Or at work. Do you use it at work too, I guess?
All the time. It's the worst. I hate Zooming people.
I'm surprised there hasn't been like a massive, maybe there has and I'm just not up to date with it, but like a massive new entrant into that sphere of like online chatting or whatever. I guess Teams has gotten better.
Teams is pretty big. I remember House Party was big at the beginning. That fell off.
Yeah, but I kind of meant like more for work. It'd be a bit weird to have a house party at work, but
House Party. After hours, you hop in House Party. I never used it. I have no idea what it is.
It'd be good for the work social, I guess, but that's about it.
You ever like your work pizza, virtual pizza party on House Party? Can you play games on it?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. A lot of games.
Oh, okay. You what is like Snake? You play Snake?
No, it's more like the trivias and
that's pretty cool then.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's not a bad game. I want to say something like the Heads Up game. Stuff like that.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, okay. Pretty cool.
That'd be odd to play. Oh, no, I guess that would work.
Yeah, I guess like, I can't remember. I think it's like Heads Up, but you can't see the screen, right? You're not in the same room, so it kind of hides it and you have to guess. I don't know.
That might make it easier, or that might get better almost. Like,
yeah.
I assume anything that happens won't work anymore during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you say, oh, is that thing going? I'm like, there's no way that's working, but it's just that's like an easy get around every time.
Yeah.
There's always like a workaround. I'm just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. It's the worst. So negative now.
Are you feeling confident in your Lakers to beat my Houston Rockets?
And based on the previous two, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. They can win any game, but Houston's tough to put down. But I think they're going to do it.
I haven't been watching those late games, actually. Even though it seems like a great series. I watched the tail end of the first one.
I've seen every game so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good time for you later in the night.
That's what I love. I know. I used to always love. That's why the Lakers became like a second team.
Yeah.
For me to watch. Yeah. Because I just always be able to see them at like 9:30 or 10:30. Yeah.
Actually, even just to have it in the background. It's funny because I'm looking at my girlfriend's place right now. And if I look out her window, I can see the guy in the condo across every time I look out. He's got his TV on. And it's funny because he seems like a sports guy as well. He's watching, look like he's watching the game right now. Is it?
He's still watching the game? Oh, the Kawhi game?
I think it's, yeah, Clippers.
That's funny.
Clippers Nugs. Yeah, so it's just like, even if I'm not watching, I can just look up. And even during the work day, I look up. Because he doesn't have any blinds, which is a bit of an odd choice. He walks around, like, no clothes on half the time. And as well, nice. His full door is exposed to the outside. So when he doesn't shut his bathroom door, you can just see fully into his bathroom.
Is he in it while he's...
Yeah, like he could be taking...
Oh, nice.
Well, most people usually shut their door when they're taking a crunch, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit weird. I think he's got to invest in some blinds, but a bit of a buff guy. Maybe he's trying to show off to the town.
It'd be great if he just watched porn, though. How confident would that be?
On the big TV.
It'd be a power move. On the big, the porn on the big screen today. Every Sunday.
What else have you been up to?
You
excited for fall? Are you a fall guy?
It's my favorite of the seasons.
Pumpkin spice lattes or what?
No PSLs for me. I don't like PSLs. I don't like pumpkin at all.
I think I had my first one, or maybe second, but I'm going to say first. Mara bought for me about a week ago. Good, but it wasn't like...
Pumpkin is just like not knock a good
my socks off. Spice. Running to Starbucks again to get some more, but it was pretty tasty.
I'm not a fan. I don't think I've ever... I don't like pumpkin a lot.
Are you a Starbucks guy in general?
No. I'm not a coffee guy in general.
I don't drink coffee. I just drink the tastier drinks, which I guess you can still consider coffee, but yeah, I've never had like a black coffee or like a coffee with milk. It's always like a tasty macchiato, or I don't even know. I don't know any of the Starbucks. I always get people to order it for me. I order it on the app, but I can see Buddy coming across in his underwear right now as we speak.
Nice. He's got a macchiato in hand.
Yeah. Nope. Just his towel.
He can pronounce it. Towel? What's he wearing?
I don't know. I don't have my specs on, so I can't see that far. Luckily, I don't want to look across too much because I'm sitting here with my lights on too, so he can probably see me just as well. Yeah, I'm not like I haven't been going outside that much anyways, so I'm not as scared for the winter. But it's just nice to be able to walk anywhere, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like you don't have to throw on a coat. Like I don't mind throwing on a jacket, but once the winter coats come out and I can't wear shorts, it's not my time of year.
I hate shorts. I'm down for no shorts anymore.
Oh, there's nothing better than a pair of fat pants. Just throw on your like loose shorts and you're golden. I'd wear shorts all year if I could.
God, no. Jesus. Pants is just so comfy.
Yeah, I guess so. There's nothing like a good pair of joggers, I guess. A
pair of pants.
Yeah. Pants are so reliable.
Pants are always there for you.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Except the guy in the window.
Yeah. It's like watching a TV. It's like that show. What was that Matt Damon show? Where they're all like little people. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
Big Little World.
Big Little World.
No, what is it?
It's one word. Downsizing.
I don't know.
It's downsizing.
No, I thought you meant the HGTV series about, like, I think it was about like little people.
TLC is
DLC.
The little people. My sister and mom love, is it Little People? I can't remember, but my sister and my mom loved that show. I saw so much of that. I was like, they watch that every single week.
What was the premise of it?
It was just a family of little people who, I don't know, they just lived their life. They're
keeping up with the Kardashians?
I guess so. I guess like they, I don't know, they showed how their life was different from, I guess, I don't know, a standard sized person. And they had kids and stuff. It was pretty heartwarming to see how they just got through life and they went through their battles. Quite nice.
Did they have kids and the kids were like average sized?
I should know this because I've seen it a lot. And something tells me that the kids were a standard size, but that would be a good one for, what's his name? Joe Rogan's guy to search up.
Jamie.
We need a Jamie.
We should get a Jamie. We should get an unpaid intern, and we'll pay them with zero experience as well.
That'd be pretty good if we get another face on the Zoom, and they just mute them up, and then they just send us a little message in the chat. They're
mute.
You're wrong. I don't think we want people fact-checking us, because we'd have to stop every 5 minutes we spoke.
We're debating it, too. It's like, no, there's no way. Like, I Googled it, man. I don't know what else you want me to say.
They can't hear the guy, because he's just messaging in the chat.
He's just freaking out. He's breaking his keyboard. That'd be funny.
Anything else on the podcast radar that you want to talk about?
Jeez. It's a solid question. I was not prepared for that one.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't expect me to ask you, like, what you want to talk about on the podcast, would you? I'm sad that golf season's almost done.
Yeah, I think we're going to get one more in, it seems.
Oh, yeah, me and you are. Have we been to an invitational together?
Yes, we've. I think we've done one.
Yeah, because I think I did dust you up in that first one with Connor, so it'd be a bit of a revenge. I'm not sure, golfing with Andrew, I'm not sure what his golf skill level is. Haven't seen him on the links before, but
you haven't seen his hips. It's all on the hips.
Have you played with him before?
No, not at all.
Maybe we'll have to hit the range before to make sure we're ready to play you guys.
I would hit the range a few times.
I'm not That's a range always, guy. I don't like I'm the a range guy.
The only thing I like doing in golf is hitting the ball off with a driver.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I like doing anyway. So I might as well just do that in a condensed form.
If it works well, it's probably the least frustrating aspect of the game too. So.
Oh, no, I can't shoot anything else.
What's your least, most frustrating shot in golf that frustrates you the most?
Probably using anything like a pitching wedge shot or something like that.
Yeah, that's funny. Where I wish you didn't say that because I was going to say that. Like 100 yards out, you hit a good drive, and you're like, I could throw this onto the green, and it'd be good, but you got to get your pitching wedge out. And it's just like half the time I pitch it, and I'm actually farther away.
Yep. I go over the green every time.
Than I was before. Yeah, it's like, how am I? I was 60 yards before, and now I'm 70 yards from the pin. I don't understand how it happens.
I'd rather just, I'd rather just get my putt and just putt from there. Just hit it low at least.
At least it would go straight.
Exactly. Like, I hate it. Golf is so frustrating. I don't know how people play it. I get it. Like, I don't know how people play it professionally because I would just be a fucking addict with it. Like consistently good shots is so frustrating to try and to go for.
You know what? I might have to take my rimmet out. Rob's Rimmet, our official presenter of this podcast out on the golf course, because it's not like you can take that's perfect use for it. You can get your little bucket of rim. You take your rimmet because you're not going to have a glass in the golf cart, but this would work perfectly. Also, when you get ripping in the cart and the Monte Clamato is just dripping around, you're spilling a bunch of waste of money. If you have the rimmet, that's keeping it in there. So great idea by Rob for the golf course. I think they should maybe start advertising that because I might bring my rimmet out on Saturday for my next tee time.
This thing actually does hold it from spilling pretty fucking well.
I know.
It actually might be one of the best features from it.
Multi-use.
Because that might be my favorite feature.
After a couple seasons, the hand does get a bit free, and sometimes you're spilling your drink around a bit, just sloshing it. And if you're in a nice new apartment or, I don't know, you're at your father-in-law's dinner or something.
Wedding.
You don't want to be spilling your drinks. So
another great when at your kid's bar mitzvah, and you're 8 Caesars deep, and some little kid is just annoying the fuck out of you, and you almost drop your drink. It won't, is what we're saying.
Because we have the rimmet. Speaking of the rimmet, we're going to have to check our socials in the next couple days. We're going to have a rimmet contest. Rob's been happy enough to give us another set of rimmets that we're going to host a bit of a competition. So check out us on
Instagram. Should we get an essay question?
Oh, 500.
Probably like a 1500 essay on why you want a rimmet.
Yeah.
What you'll do with the rimmet.
We'll just flip it right to Rob.
Either way, a fan fiction.
Yeah, so we're going to think on the contest, get our creative juices flowing in the next couple of days, and then figure out
how. A short film about what you would do with the rimmet. 8 minutes long.
What the rimmet means to you on a personal and emotional level.
Can I enter the contest?
Well, you already have some rimmets and we've been enjoying them already. So I think we got to share the love with our.
What if I want to corner the market?
Start selling them yourself.
They're handy, man. They're very easy to use too. Jeez.
Enjoy the remit, that's for sure. Happy to have that on the podcast as the presenter. So, any plans for the weekend?
No, not really.
Just that big game on Friday. You're revving up for that?
Yeah, when we figure out what time it is.
Yeah, I think it's 9 p.m.
The elusive 1 or 9 p.m. game.
Be heading home from Toronto. Unfortunately, I have to take the train, but you got to do what you got to do. Mask up, get home, grab my remit and the Caesar and sit in front of the TV and watch that Raptors game with my family. I'm pretty excited. My dad was fired up about that OG buzzer beater. He texted me right away. Apparently he ran inside the house screaming. He never stays up late. And that was that was a fairly late game. I mean, for some people, like, it was like 9:30.
It's probably maybe. 9:30.
But when you got to get up at like 4 in the morning, that's staying up late. Or I think he had the day off probably the next day. That's why he stayed up. But he's pretty fired up. So I'm excited to watch the game with him on Friday and see. Hopefully they pull out a dub because it'll be a big buzzkill on a Friday night. But whatever. We'll wake up on Saturday and play golf. So nothing to complain about.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, I try. And then wake up the next day and dust you up on the golf course.
Play the same game that I've been playing every week. The big underdogs played every weekend in a row.
A social sport.
I haven't played in probably like 3 months.
Matt's played. Matt played last weekend.
That's one half then. Then it should be you and Matt versus each other then.
That's what it is.
I'm there to do one part of the game. And I'm 25% probably good on that bet. Not even the one job I do, I don't do it consistently either.
So we had a cool sponsor on this podcast. Got to talk right after the Raptors game, so we're buzzing after that. It's good chat, Jack. Anything else? Any final remarks from the kid?
Kid's quiet.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you next episode. Peace.